No, Ian, look at this one.
Well, what's that?
Robert, what would Linda say?
He was enjoying himself far too much on Friday night.
You know, you should print that off. Then if I ever need some leeway at work with Linda, I can use it to blackmail her.
What a great night.
Adam.
Oh, wow, Ian, maybe we should delete this one of Helen.
Adam, is this yesterday's post?
Hmm? Yeah.
I mean, can't you just put it on the coffee table?
What? So what, so you can leave it to pile up? You know I always leave it there for you.
Okay, okay.
You know what we should do is post our wedding photos on a website. It's a great way of letting people see the pictures.
Mm.
Ian?
Hey?
Oh, I'll get up and get that then.
No, sorry.
Have you had any more thoughts about what thank you gifts we should get?
No.
I'm wondering if a watch might be a good idea for James.
Yeah.
I haven't a clue what would be acceptable to Alice. Oh, hi, Mum.
Oh, morning, darling. Not disturbing you, am I?
No, come on in.
Oh, I thought that maybe we could finalise the seating plan. Oh, morning, Ian.
Morning.
Oh, look, I am disturbing you.
No.
It's only that I was on my way back from church.
No, it's grand, Jennifer. I was just about to get dressed anyway.
Take a seat.
Well, if you're sure, it's just, if we sort the plan out now, then I can go ahead and draw it up this afternoon.
Okay, I'll go and jump in the shower.
Oh, did you want to have a say in this?
Yeah, well, I'll take a look at them when I come back down. It's just as long as James and me and Susie are on the top table.
All right, then. Hey, when you've had your shower, why don't you try on your suit? Show Mum.
Oh, did you pick them up then?
Yeah, yesterday. We're really pleased, aren't we, Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks great.
Oh, shush. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay. He does look really good.
I look forward to it.
Coffee, Mum?
David!
What?
I've made you a coffee. Do you want it now?
Oh, yes, please.
I thought you might want warming up. Horrible day, huh?
Yeah.
Milking go all right?
Yeah, fine. A couple of them bully.
Ah.
And there's three that are showing. I've written it all down on the board.
Thanks.
Mum!
I'll get straight onto it.
Right. Mum! They've been in my room again!
Oh, dear.
What is it? What's the matter
ben
now?
Ben and Josh, they've been in my room again.
Well, tell them not to.
I have. They don't take any notice.
Then tell them again.
But they think it's funny.
Yeah.
I want a lock on my door.
No, we've been through this.
But they're invading my privacy.
Pip.
We're not having locked doors in our house.
I don't want them going through my things.
Pip. Shush. Just hold on a minute. What are you doing?
I wasn't doing anything. I just want my own space.
No, it's not what I meant. What are you doing now? It's just that I thought that if you got the time, then maybe you could come and help me choose a Christmas tree. What do you say?
Yeah, maybe.
It'd be nice to have some help choosing. I will go and have a word with Josh and Ben now, and if they agree not to go into your room again, then they can come too.
Maybe we could all go together.
Hmm?
I mean, I can come if you want.
No, you don't have to do that.
It's all right.
Look, you stay here and have some peace and quiet. Honestly.
Well, all right then.
Okay, Pip, how's that?
Yeah, great.
Right, then let me just get out of my overalls and we'll be off, all right? Everyone happy?
Fine.
No, but I just thought it would be better to mix things up a bit. I mean, Tom sits and eats with his parents every night.
Oh, all right then, but...
I mean, why can't we put him on the same table as Kate and Alice?
Well, there's only one place left, and he wants to sit with Brenda.
But Brenda won't be there. She's going on holiday with Helen to Tenerife.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Well, that's fine. So Tom can go there?
Yes. Oh, that's such a shame. I expect you'd have liked Brenda to be there.
Well, actually, I think it's for the best. You know, it'll have been a year since her mum died soon.
Saturday, I know. Clarion reminded me.
Right.
I can hardly believe it.
So that means Pat and Tony will be sitting with Matt and Lillian. Tony's going to love that.
Oh.
Well, I suppose we could put Kathy and Kenton with them. What do you think?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Do you want to put them down, then?
Yeah, of course.
Now, who else?
Has Mum been in touch?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry, darling.
Oh, it's all right.
But it's not, though. She could at least have spoken to you to say she wasn't going to come.
Well, it would have been difficult to have Jack there anyway. It doesn't matter.
I know, but it's...
So, that's Pat Tony, mm-hmm. Lillian Matt, mm-hmm. Kathy Kenton.
Yeah.
And Ruth and David, should we put them there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think that would work really well.
Okay, now don't all gasp at once.
Hey, Ian.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, don't you look marvellous? You're right, that is a lovely suit.
Yeah. Do you like it?
It looks terrific on you. Oh, let me give you a hug.
Oh, it must look
good. Well, I'm so happy for you both. Thursday's going to be wonderful, I know it is. Come here, darling.
You're meant to do this on the day, you
know. Oh, yes, I know. Actually, Ian, I was just telling Adam. Kate's been in touch with her travel plans, and she's flying in on Wednesday. Would you like to meet up with us when we get back? Well, I've arranged for Roy and Hayley to be there with Phoebe.
Well, that sounds nice.
Well, you might have to be in Birmingham to pick up your brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll depend when you get back from Heathrow, Mum.
Oh, yes, of course. We'll just play it by ear, then.
I hope I can make it. Oh, right, I'd better check on the lamp.
Well, not in your suit.
No, I'll put an apron on. I'm only going to baste it.
Tell him, Mum.
Well, Ian...
Jennifer, are you away, or would you like to stay for lunch?
Sorry?
Oh, you're very welcome. There's plenty to go round.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. I really ought to get back and make Brian some lunch.
Oh, come on. Stay.
Well, you can always give him a ring. Ask him over.
No. I'm cooking tonight, and Alice is a friend, so Brian will just have to fend for himself.
Right, careful.
Mind the lampshade.
No, I've got it.
Careful. Are you sure it's not going to be too tall?
Yeah, it'll fit. And if it doesn't, blame Pip. Choosing the tree was her responsibility.
No, it wasn't.
She picked it.
Mum, I didn't.
Watch out!
He's lying. I wanted the other one.
All right, well, it might have been me and Josh, but... Oh, look. There we go. That's not so bad, is it?
David, the top's bent over.
Oh, well, that'll be okay. We can cover it up with a fairy.
No, we can't.
Why not?
Because the blood will rush to her head.
All right. Well, maybe I'll have to trim it back a bit.
Pip, no, not the tinsel. You have to put the lights on first.
Hey. Oh, Pip, what are you doing?
I'm wrapping you up.
Pip. It doesn't look much better on the tree.
No, look, you're all Christmassy.
Pip.
Hey, wait. Okay, all right, that's enough.
There. Now you can't go anywhere.
Pip.
But we weren't ever going to go anywhere.
No. Well, can't move now, then. Go on, go and get some tack so we can put the garlands out.
Okay.
Tack, not tip. Don't want to rip the wallpaper like last year.
Never been decorated before.
No.
Where's the end?
Oh. Look at me, I'm covered in bits of tinsel.
Right, lights first. Where are they?
In the cardboard box, I'll get them.
Okay.
Sounds as if you had a good time picking the tree.
Yeah, it was fun. It is too big, though.
The kids like it.
Yeah.
Oh!
What?
Pip's snowman. The one she made when she was little.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, that was a while ago now. She must have been in reception.
Do you remember how upset she got?
Upset?
Because the one she made at school got squashed in her bag.
Oh, yeah.
And we told her she couldn't make a new one because we didn't have a finished toilet roll.
Oh, that's right. So she unravelled
an entire toilet roll.
So she could make one anyway.
That's it.
She always was a determined little soul. Oh, then I suppose he'd better go on the tree.
I suppose he had. Oh, actually, the cotton wool's starting to get him stuck. I'd better fix that. Here are the lights.
So.
I'll get some glue. Oh, dear, his smile's looking a bit loose, too.
Well, quick, get that stuck back on. Don't want Pip's snowman to be miserable.
No. Pip! Pip, we need to get the glue out as well. What are you looking at?
Joe and Dad's anniversary on Friday.
What?
The 15th. You've written it on the calendar.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do?
do.
Oh, you've got to do something. Maybe you could have a party.
No.
Or you could go out for a romantic meal.
Look, Pet, we don't need to do anything.
But it's a special occasion.
And we've got so many other special occasions at the moment. Christmas is in 2 weeks, and before that there's Bert's retirement and Adam and Ian's do.
Yeah.
And then there's the New Year. We can't be celebrating all the time.
You always celebrate your anniversary.
Maybe next year, huh? When there aren't so many things going on. We'll celebrate then.
All right, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you so much, Ian. That was a delicious lunch. I've had an absolutely lovely time.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I don't usually allow myself to be spontaneous like that.
You should do it more often.
Yeah, definitely. Bye, darling.
Bye.
Oh, have you got the seating plan?
Yeah, it's here in my bag.
We'll see you soon.
Yes, you will.
Oh, and thanks for the tip for Alice. Speakers for her MP3 player. Great idea.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, Jennifer. All right, then, I'll just get my coat.
Aye, washing up first.
What?
Won't it take a minute?
But the shops won't be open for much longer. Oh, you're a slave driver, you are.
Hey, Ian, what's this?
Eh?
Here on the windowsill. Did you tear this Christmas card up?
Yeah. No, it's from Mads.
Ah. What did it say?
I've not read it. I mean, there just isn't any point. I'm not interested.
Okay, I didn't mean to.
No, look, it's fine. It's just that... Well, that friendship's in the past now. I didn't want to be reminded of it.
Well, she's got a nerve.
Yeah, well, she's not got one from me.
It's all right, you know. You're allowed to be angry.
Well, I don't want to be. You know, it's done with. I mean, I'm about to start a whole new chapter in my life. With you. That's what really matters to me.
And me.
It's the only thing I want to think about now.
Well, this is ruddy marvellous.
Oh, do pipe down, Brian.
I've got far better things to do than wait for Linda Snell to honour us with her presence.
Neil!
I mean, if any of us dared to be late like this. I thought this was supposed to be a critical phase in the creative arc. All hands to the theatrical pump.
Please, darling, it's worse than having her here.
I've got important work I could be doing.
Oh, Neil, sweetie pie.
Yes, Lillian?
Now, you couldn't move this mirror a little further back, could you? Oh, go on, darling, be a cherub.
Honestly, Lillian, I think I've already moved it back as far as I can.
Just another few inches. Surely you can manage that.
Well...
I'd be ever so great.
Neil, just do it.
Thank you, darling.
Fine, all right.
Brian, you move the tape.
What?
The stage markings, they need moving.
And why didn't you do it?
Because I'm not the assistant stage manager.
Brian. Oh, all right.
That's it, darling. Get a little further, Neil.
I'm telling you, Linda's going to notice.
Oh, nonsense. It's just so that the back of the box is up against the curtains, and then I'll be able to slip out.
Well, you know, Neil could be right. This tape's beginning to lose its stick.
Oh, well, we'll put new gaffer down, huh?
Oh, no, she's here.
Good evening, everyone.
Quickly.
So sorry I'm late.
Just press the tape down, Brian.
Oh, it's not staffing crisis at Grey Gables, I'm afraid.
Hurry up.
Now, tonight I'd like to start by looking at the mirror scenes, please. Have we got our queen?
Here I am, Linda.
Jill, if you'd like to take your position.
Of course.
Brian.
Linda.
What are you doing down there?
A shoelace!
Yeah, Kate came undone.
Well, if we could clear the space, please.
Actually, Linda, about the time...
Yes, would you be very helpful and take my bag and coat and put them down at the front, please? I don't want to waste any more precious minutes.
But...
Neil?
Yes, Linda?
Are you standing there for any particular reason?
No.
Well,
no.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
Let's get started.
From the first scene, Linda.
Yes, please. Lillian, you happy in there?
Never better, darling.
Good, then off we go.
Tell me, Mira, tell me.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Neil?
Yeah?
Could you come back on stage, please? This mirror, is it in the right place?
Well, I don't think
it's... Seems an awfully long way back.
I think it's where you wanted it, Linda.
Yeah, it ought to be.
Why don't you check the markings?
What?
On the floor. Is the tape in the right place?
Well, yes, it seems to be.
Well, then there's your answer, darling. The box is just where you asked for it to be.
Yes.
Now, can we get on? Don't want to be in here any longer than I have to.
Really? No?
Helen?
Oh, right. Sorry, Mum. Thanks again. I'll let you know. Yeah? And love to Dad. Yeah, bye. Bye. Oh, yeah? You're back late.
Yeah. Helen, bring it off the airport, OK?
Yeah, Tony took him. Well, I've got some good news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was Mum on the phone. She wanted to sort out what was happening for Christmas. And she wondered if Mike would like to go over to theirs with us.
Oh, what you mean for Christmas Day?
Yeah, I mean, Brenda too, if she wants. Although, didn't she say Tom had asked her over to Bridge Farm?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that great, though? It makes things so much easier. But I know you didn't want to leave Mike on his own.
No.
And anyway, you might feel better in different surroundings.
Yep. Okay.
Well, you don't seem very pleased.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, it's very nice of you, Mum and Dad. It's just,
What?
It's the rotors.
Oh, no. You're not working Christmas now, are you?
Oh, no, but... You know, I promised I'd come with you and Phoebe on Wednesday, when Kate arrives.
Yeah.
Well, someone else at work's gone down with his cold, and we've had to shift the schedule around.
Right, I see.
Well, I did explain to Linda. I tried to keep it clear, but in the end...
You're not going to be able to come.
I'm sorry. Is that okay?
Tell me, Mira. Tell me true. Of all the ladies in the land.
Who is
the fairest?
Tell me who.
Thank you, Jill. That was wonderfully sinister. You really cracked it.
Can I just say, I do know my lines.
Yes. Brian...
Sorry. I just thought she was hesitating. It was rather a slow delivery.
Ah, well, I think you'll find that those were actually malignant pauses.
Oh, were they? I see.
Yes, and jolly fine they were too, Jill.
Thank you.
And now for the mirror. Before you begin, Lillian, I just want to have a quick word.
Of course.
Pardon?
Nothing.
Right. Lillian, are you in there?
Yes, darling, I'm here.
Right, now this is the first time that you tell the Queen that she is no longer the most beautiful woman in the world. I just wanted you to have a think about how the mirror feels about this.
I'm sorry, Linda, what are you talking about?
Well said.
I mean, does the mirror know what effect this revelation is going to have on the Queen?
Oh.
And if the mirror does, do you care? Do you see?
Yeah. Yes, well, I mean, I suppose I'm meant to know everything, so I suppose I really ought to know that it'll make the Queen angry.
That's true.
I mean, I suppose I might be afraid that I'm going to get smashed.
Give me strength.
Then again, I might actually enjoy it. I mean, after all, I have been hanging on this wall for years. I can't move.
In a way, the mirror's only really reflecting the Queen's own insecurities.
Oh, Jill, that's very good.
For God's sake, she's just a mirror. She says things as they are.
Brian, I really don't find this attitude very helpful.
I just don't want to be here all night.
Well, then stop interrupting.
Perhaps I could have a quiet word with you.
What for?
I don't think you quite understand the theatrical process. Would you mind turning that off?
Sorry, it's business. I won't be a minute.
But...
Matt, hi.
This is show business.
No, I'm stuck at this rehearsal.
Take five, everyone.
She's fine. She's in her box.
I thought that was quite interesting what Linda was saying. It does make a difference how you play the mirror, don't you think, Lillian? Lillian? Hello? Are you in there?
Roy, I just told you it's fine.
Well, except that it's obviously not.
Of course it is. I'll just have to go over to Home Farm on my own.
It's not the point, though.
I'm sure I'll manage.
But I said I'd be there. I just want you to know I understand.
Roy.
I know it's an awkward situation.
It's not awkward. It's just...
What?
Nothing.
Oh, God.
Nothing. Blimey. Kate's entitled to see her own daughter.
Yeah. And you're entitled to your place, too.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it.
Well, what then? Well, come on, love. Come on, talk to me. I'm on your side.
Look, all it is...
Sometimes the Aldridges can be a bit overbearing. Well, especially when Kate's over. And you don't always see it.
Hayley...
But you don't, Roy. Your mum had to point it out to you last time Kate was here.
I know.
And now it's just me.
But it's not. That's what I'm trying to say. So I won't let Kate railroad you again, OK? I'm sorry I can't be there Wednesday, but for the rest of the time, yeah.
OK.
So I'll take Phoebe over, I'll deal with Kate.
No, Roy, that's not what I want either.
Oh, what?
Well, it's got to be the two of us. Together. That's what I want.
Yeah, you're right. We will be. I promise.
Oh, Neil, you're an absolute treasure. Come here.
Ah, you're welcome, Lillian.
Thank you so much, darling. The thought of being stuck in that box night after night, listening to the play over and over again and again.
Yeah.
And now, I'll be able to nip back round here whenever I'm not on.
What? You're not going to wait in the dressing room?
Well, I can't smoke in there. Can't smoke anywhere. I just have to skulk out here with you.
Oh, right. Well, I've got to get all this done before I lock up tonight.
Well, maybe you could get Daniel to help you.
Harry?
I hear you got him helping with your pigs.
Oh, yeah. He really likes it.
On a Sunday, too. Doesn't that get up Shula's nose?
She didn't seem to mind.
Well, I think it's marvellous. Daniel will learn a lot from you and your pigs. Far more than he will stuck in a stuffy church.
Lillian, are you sure you wouldn't prefer to wait in the dressing room? It's just very dirty back here.
Oh, no, darling, I'm happy here.
But what about your cues? I mean, you might miss one.
Oh, only if you let me.
Well, I won't always be listening.
Oh, but Neil, you helped me move the box. If Linda finds out what's happened, it won't just be me who's in trouble.
Huh?
Well, that's not going to happen, though, is it? I mean, we're a team, Neil. We're accomplices in crime. I'm sure between the two of us, we won't miss a line.
Of course, I realise it's not what you'd be used to in your work environment.
It's not that.
But as a director in the theatre, I'm not here to instruct people or to boss them about, you know.
No?
Oh, no. I am a guide. I am there to lead them towards their characters.
Well, if you could just hurry them on their way a bit.
I know, we have time constraints, but this is a wonderful voyage we're all on together. It would be so nice if you could enjoy it with us. Do you think you could do that?
I'll try.
That's all I ask, Brian. Oh, and please don't prompt so quickly. It really does put the actors off.
No kid.
Right, let's get back to it then. Everyone, can I have your attention, please? We're ready to start again.
Lillian, are you with her?
Places, please.
Lillian, she's coming back.
Everything okay, Jill?
Yes, just talking to...
Marvellous. Right, from the top of the scene, then.
Right.
Silence, please.
Can I ask you, though, the pauses?
Yes.
Well, I was wondering, perhaps they should be even longer in view of what we were saying about the mirror.
I don't think so.
But if the mirror really hates her...
Jill, I think your pause length is spot on, so can we begin?
Yes.
In your own time.
Of course. Right. Tell me, mirror, tell me true. Of all the ladies in the land, who is the fairest? Tell me who...
Thou, who queen, art the fairest in this land.
Lillian, you're there.
But over the hills in the greenwood shade, where the seven dwarves their dwelling have made, there Snow White is hiding her head, and she is lovelier far, O queen, than thee.
Wonderful.
Where did you go?
Shh, Lillian. I love the interpretation.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I could hear the relish in your voice. And Jill, as we said, not too much on the pauses, but still excellent.
Really?
Oh, yes. We're looking good, people. Lillian, you stay there. Dwarves, to the stage, please.
Come on, Ruth, we need to hurry.
I'm coming.
I told Bill we'd be at the abattoir for 2:30.
All right.
Said this morning. Going to be late, though.
Sorry. Have you got the labels?
Yes, they're in the back.
Off we go, then. Shouldn't take more than a couple of hours to label the meat, should it?
It's usually about an hour and a half.
I'll have plenty of time to get back and unload the chiller then.
Yeah.
When does the van have to be back?
Not till six.
You know, I can pick up the kids from Glebe Cottage if you want.
I'll do it.
It's all right.
No, I might as well. I can drop round to Mum and Dad's on my way back from the hire centre.
If you're sure, I don't mind.
I'll get them.
Okay.
Ruth.
Sorry.
No, you.
No, you.
Well.
Yeah? David?
Do you want to put the radio on?
What?
Let's have some music, eh?
Oh, all right. Not sure I know how to work this thing.
I love you. And I always will.
Maybe I should...
What were you going to say?
Love me tender.
Oh, I... can't remember now.
Right.
Hey, Grandma, look.
Yes? Oh, Phil. Phil, we're back.
Let's balance something on his head.
No, that would be cruel. Come on, love. Wakey, wakey.
Granddad.
The children are here. Time to wake up.
Huh?
Phil. Phil.
Oh, your majesty.
You were asleep.
Sorry?
What did you call Gran?
Well, I didn't mean to fall asleep. I just sat down for 5 minutes.
It's okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
Did you hear that?
The children are here now.
Granddad, you called her your majesty.
Oh, did I? Well, I suppose I must have thought...
You were dreaming.
She was the evil stepmother. Is that what you thought? Have you been wicked to Granddad?
No.
Isn't she scary?
Well...
Your grandfather's just been helping me to practice. Now, come on. We need to get busy baking. Pip's had a lovely idea.
Oh?
Tell Grandad.
Oh, it's Mum and Dad's wedding anniversary on Friday, so I thought I'd make them a cake as a present.
We're going to concoct something really special. Now, your Mum doesn't like fruitcake, does she?
No.
Then maybe a sponge. What do you think?
Chocolate.
Yes, you're in luck. I bought some chocolate at church on Sunday. Did you do that washing up, Phil?
Oh, no, I was meant to, wasn't I?
No, oh, don't worry.
Well, no, I'll do it now.
No, Phil, stay there. Don't get up, mind down.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
I said not to move.
Well, how stupid of me.
Well, never mind.
I completely forgot the cup was there.
Well, there wasn't much tea left in it anyway. I'll go and get a cloth.
Oh, I really am sorry.
Phil, will you stop apologising?
Yes, sorry.
Dear me, you'd think I was going to bite your head off.
Here we go, here's the next lot.
Where's Bill going?
No, he's been called through to the slaughterhouse. Something to do with the conveyor.
Right.
Said he'd be back in a minute.
So, what have we got here?
Rumps and sirloins.
Okay. Do you want to do the sirloins first?
Yeah, sure. Okay, that is...
Hold on, this pen's running out.
Ready?
Yep.
First one, 0.487 kilograms.
Okay.
And the next...
Just let me stick this on.
Okay.
0.522. Have you decided which television we're going to get Bert yet?
Yeah, I was looking last night.
And did you find anything?
Yeah, I think so. This one's 0.496.
Right.
Freeview, and it's got all the gubbins. It's got the surround sound speakers and the DVD and everything.
High definition.
HD ready. It's a really good deal, actually. It won't be as expensive as I thought it would be.
We should get him a few films so he can watch something straight away.
Yeah. That's 0.468. I'm telling you, though, it'd better come with good instructions for the setup.
What do you mean? That's always been a whiz with modern technology. I think there's going to be quite a lot of people at the retirement, do?
Well, let's hope so. Right.
Alan Lucia said they're going to come.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that makes sense. I expect Alan will be upping Bert's warden duties once he's retired.
I'm sure he won't mind. David? Wait.
Oh, sorry. 0.473. Usha came to see me last week.
Oh?
Yeah, she wanted to have a chat.
Right. Well, I didn't ask her to, David.
No, no, I know you didn't, but, she said that she wanted to be there for both of us, and... Well, she explained a few things to me, I suppose.
Oh.
About how you've been feeling. About how you felt, you know, when...
Yeah.
And, well, she tried to get me to see things from your point of view.
And?
And I thought you'd want to know that, well, she's given me a lot to think about. So. Is that okay?
Yeah. Thanks.
Right. So, where were we then?
I need to put the label on the pack.
Ruth?
I'm fine. Ignore me, really.
I didn't mean...
No, I know. Come on, Bill'll be back in a minute. Pass me that stick.
How's it looking, Pip? Is it about ready?
I think so.
Let's have a peek. Oh, yes. That looks perfect. I better grease the tins. Where's the butter?
On the side, I'll get it.
Thank you, dear. So you were telling me it's a half day next Wednesday, is it?
Yes, I'm going round to Izzy's in the afternoon. We're going to watch DVDs.
Well, that sounds like fun. You know, we're always pleased to see Izzy. If you ever want to bring her around here during the holidays.
Okay, yeah.
You know how much your granddad enjoys playing the piano with her?
I've already asked Mum if we can have a sleepover.
Hello, love.
Hello.
Everything all right?
Yes, fine.
What are the boys doing?
Oh, we're just watching cartoons.
Right. Are you going to grease this other tender?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Pip's just been telling me about her and Izzy's plans for the holidays.
Oh, yes.
Phil.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Of course you are. Show me. What are you doing with that knife?
Well, it wasn't Ben's fault. It fell onto the hearth.
Oh, dear.
I shouldn't have let him play with it.
What a shame.
It might not be broken, though, if I can just force it back together.
Well, if it is, we can always get a replacement. Well,
you honestly don't mind?
Phil, it's only a remote control. I'll go and check what they're up to.
Right, yes.
Pip, if you want to pour the mixture into the cake tins, the oven's ready.
Okay.
Pip?
No, you can't have any.
No, I know. I was just wondering how are things going with the panto. Are you enjoying the rehearsals?
It's all right, I suppose.
And what about Grandma? You said earlier that she was really scared.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Funny?
Everyone keeps saying how frightening she is.
Oh, so she's doing well then. She's not struggling with the part anymore.
No, she's well nasty now.
Oh, well, that's good then, I suppose. And the practice we've been doing must have done the trick.
You won't believe it when you see her.
Oh, I think I might. Oh, that does look good, Pip. You sure I can't just have a taste?
No, I told
you. Well, just a little.
Get your fingers out.
Can't I even lick the whisk?
They're both behaving themselves.
Grandma, tell him. He's sticking his fingers in the cake mixture.
No, I'm not.
Hey, stop it. Look.
Phil.
Oh, that is good.
Tell him off, Grandma.
You really shouldn't do that.
No, tell him properly.
What do you mean properly?
Tell him like you're the wicked stepmother.
Oh, let me just have a bit more.
Pippa, come
on. Come on.
No.
Use the voice.
I feel silly. I have to be on stage. Oh, that'll be your dad. Phil, quick, go and answer the door. We need to put these cakes in the oven.
Yes, all right. That really is delicious.
You pass me the tin, sweetheart.
Here you are.
Thanks. Actually, they do look good. Let's hope your mum and dad enjoy it when it's finished.
They're going to love it. I reckon it'll really cheer them up.
Thanks, Dad, but I can't stop.
Right, sure. Had a good day?
Oh, not bad. We've got all the beef cuts packed and labelled. Now we just got to deliver it all. All right, boys, go and get in the car. They've been okay?
Oh, yes. Yes, no problem.
Oh, good. Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling. Here's your coat, Pip.
Been having a nice time?
Mm.
Yeah? What you been up to?
Just stuff.
Oh, great. Well, stuff sounds like fun.
We've been working on a project, haven't we, Pip? A homework project.
That's right.
I'll see you soon, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye, love.
Pip, you got your hat?
Oh, no.
Well, I'll get it.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Has she been all right, Mum? She seems a bit...
No!
She's been less withdrawn these last couple of days.
David, honestly, we've had a lovely afternoon.
Oh, okay, good.
What about you?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying to Dad, we've been getting the Hereford cats ready.
No, I didn't mean that.
Well, we're talking.
Good.
I mean, it's still not wonderful, but...
You look exhausted.
Feel it.
Here you go.
Oh, cheers, Dad.
David.
Right, well, I better get the gang back to the ranch.
All right. Well, take care now.
Yep, see you.
And get some rest. You'll feel better.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, gosh, he looks so tired.
Well, he's had a busy day. He'll be all right.
I do hope things are getting better with them both.
So do I. Now, come here.
What's this for?
Aren't I allowed to give you a hug?
Of course. Only you've been acting strangely all day.
Can I have a proper hug, please? I'm a lucky man to have a wife like you.
Bless you.
And I'm sure whatever problems Ruth and David are having, they'll sort them out.
Oh, I hope so.
I'm sorry, I'm not in.
The phone's ringing.
I know, I haven't got time to answer it now. Got to get over to Granny and Grandad's.
But it might be Mummy Kate.
Well, why would she be ringing? We're going to see her soon. Come on, whoever it is can leave a message on the answer machine. Are you okay carrying Nolly's present?
Yes.
Well, let's hope she likes it. This will be the first time Nolly's been in England since she was tiny. Better make sure we give her a nice warm welcome.
Yeah. Your phone's ringing.
I told you, we can't answer it now.
No, your mobile phone.
What? Oof.
Maybe it was the person that was calling the house.
Could be. Well, you get in the car, sweetheart. I better see who it is. Put your belt on for me. Hello?
It's me.
Oh, hiya, Bren. How are you?
Oh, Hayley. Hi.
Was that you calling on the house phone?
Yeah.
Is everything all right? How's the holiday?
Hayley, it's awful.
What?
It's a nightmare. I'm having a horrible time.
Ooh, come in. Come on in.
So when's Debbie getting here?
Tomorrow morning.
Cutting it a bit fine, isn't she?
In you come, Nolly.
It's cold. My hands are freezing.
It's nice and warm inside. If I can get here in good time all the way from South Africa, then she can make it from around the corner in Hungary.
Well, at least Hayley and Phoebe haven't got here yet. What we're getting stuck in those roadworks. I was worried we were going to find them on the doorstep.
Oh, what do you think of Grandma and Grandpa's house?
It's really big.
Alice will be here soon. She's coming back from college.
Right.
Hello.
Adam, my darling.
I'm sorry, do I know you? Mum, who's this woman?
Shut up, you great idiot, and give us a kiss.
Hi, sis, great to see you.
I thought you must still be out seeing to the deer.
No, I asked Jeff to do that.
I see. He's still going to haul the silage, though, isn't he?
Yes.
Oh, for goodness sake, you two, don't talk about work.
Sorry. And who's this?
Nolly, this is your Uncle Adam.
Hello, Nolly.
Hello.
She's a bit tired, darling. It's been a long journey.
Do you want Mr. Ted?
Yes.
So, how's the betrothed? Pre-wedding nerves starting to kick in yet?
No, I'm very calm.
Yeah, you look it, actually. Mind you, you've got, what, 23 hours? There's still plenty of time. There you go.
Thanks.
He'll be absolutely fine.
And what about your lovely fiancé? How's he?
Oh, yes, did he have to go to the airport?
I'm afraid so. He's picking up his brothers from Birmingham.
Shall we?
Oh, this is all so exciting. I'm dying to know how it's gone down in the village. Have you ruffled any feathers?
Well, we've been living on the green for going on a year now.
Oh, that's true. Derek Fletcher. You must have got him huffing and puffing.
Kate!
Look, I tell you what, why don't you show Nolly her room?
Oh, no,
there's plenty
no,
of time for that.
Well, would you like to see where you're sleeping?
Look, don't take her up yet. I've got tea and crumpets.
Of course you have.
Well, of course. So, you lot, just go through to the sitting room.
Okay.
This way, Nolly.
Will there be a Christmas tree?
It can't be that bad, Brenda.
I'm not exaggerating.
No, I know, but Well, are you sure you're not just feeling this way because Tom isn't with you?
No.
I mean, you're bound to feel a bit left out if Helen's on the pool.
Well,
and
you just said it.
What?
When did Helen ever go on the pool?
That's not what
I meant. She doesn't do that. And these people she met on the plane, Hayley, they're a right bunch of morons.
Come on!
But yes, okay, Phoebe.
Well, it's bad enough just having to bear them for 2 hours.
1 minute, I'm coming.
Hayley?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Right, but now she's hooked up with them. The clubs we're having to go to, they're just meat markets. And all they want to do is pour as much cheap booze down their necks as they can.
Hey, come on. As if you haven't had a few nights out like that before.
Do you know how many aftershocks she drank last night? She almost fell off the podium she was dancing.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, and there's one of them called Darren. I keep telling them I've got a boyfriend.
Listen, Brenda.
If he carries on this way, he's going to be leaving a certain part of his anatomy in Tenerife.
Look, I understand what you're saying, but wasn't this kind of the point? I mean, you wanted Helen to let her hair down.
No, I wanted for her to relax a bit, forget about Ross, you know? Leave everything behind.
Well, sounds like that's what she's been doing.
Well, yeah, except somewhere along the way she left behind Helen as well.
Look, you've only been there a couple of nights.
God knows how I'm going to get through the next four.
She'll calm down.
What a bet.
Then, oh, I don't know, just tell her how you feel. She's not going to want to go clubbing every night.
Well, she's already told me I don't have to come out with her.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go.
I'll just sit in the hotel room on my own, I guess.
Just hang in there. I'm sure things will start getting better.
So who else will I be meeting from Ian's family?
Well, there'll be his three brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And his Aunt Susie.
Oh, is that all?
Well, it's not going to be a big wedding, darling. There'll only be about 50 of us.
Still, four people. Have a crumpet, Brian.
Yes, please.
Any parents?
His father's still alive, but...
Thank you, darling.
Well, Ian only came out to his family 3 weeks ago.
God, really?
Nolly, careful you don't drip butter on yourself.
Mmm, it's delicious.
I didn't realise. Oh. Ian just seems like such an honest, upfront guy. I presume they would have known.
Well, it's different, isn't it, when it's your family?
Mm. Hey, look at her. She's getting it all over herself. Oh, come here, Poppet.
So, what's happened? He went to see them, did he?
Yeah. Yep, he flew over.
And did Father not approve?
Hey, great. That's Ian's personal business.
I'm only asking, Mum.
He didn't take it well, no. In fact, he wouldn't speak to Ian for the rest of the visit.
Oh, you're joking.
Brian?
That makes me so angry.
Well, of course it does.
And Ian, well, he finds it really difficult.
Brian,
he hardly talks about it,
Brian, didn't you hear me? Can you pass me that napkin, please? What's the matter with people like that? So bigoted, they'd reject their own kids rather than open their tiny minds a little.
Mm, that's better, darling, isn't it? We don't want to get butter all over your pretty clothes.
No, we don't.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I think I might just...
Brian?
It's all right. Sorry, I just need to deal with something.
What on earth are you doing?
Well, I'm sorry, darling. It's important.
Actually, I should be getting off. I said I'd be back to meet Ian.
Oh, darling, you've not even finished drinking your tea.
Oh, sorry, I'm on a strict schedule today, and you were late.
Well, I suppose we were, but oh well.
I want to know how things are with Ian's brothers.
Will I see you again before the wedding?
Well, we thought we'd go down to the Bull tonight, ease them in with a few pints.
Oh, if you want, we'd be happy to sit and ollie for you.
Are you sure?
Mm, of course, darling.
Well, I'll see you there then. Any particular time?
We don't want to be too late. I need my beauty sleep.
7:30.
Fine. And I'll see you in the morning, Mum.
Mm. Okay, darling.
And give my love to Ian.
Yep. Bye, Nolly.
Bye-bye.
See you.
And what did Dad say he'd gone to do?
Oh.
Nolly, leave the plate on the table. Good girl.
Kate, I need to explain something to you.
Yeah?
Your father, he's... Actually, he's not coming to the wedding.
What?
He says he doesn't feel able.
What do you mean he doesn't feel... Is he an invalid or something?
Oh, Kate.
That's ridiculous, Mum.
Well, he just can't cope with it.
He did this for Debbie's wedding.
Well, that was a bit different.
How?
Well, this time he... Well, you see, it's not as if he doesn't like Ian. He does.
That's not the point.
Oh, look, please, darling, just try and listen to me. Look, don't stir it, please. He's discussed it with Adam and... They've sorted it out between themselves.
Are you serious?
No, no, come through.
There is no point getting upset.
They're in here.
Just let it be.
Look who I found on the doorstep.
Adam, I thought you'd got...
Phoebe! Hello, everyone.
Oh, come here, honey.
Oh, look at you.
Hello, Mummy.
It's wonderful to see you. Hello, Hayley.
Hiya.
I'll be off again, then.
Come and give me a big hug.
Okay. Bye.
Oh. Don't you look lovely in that dress?
Sorry we're late, Jennifer.
No, no, so were we.
I've got you a present.
Is that for me?
And you've got one for Nolly.
Look, will you excuse me for a moment? I'm just going to find Brian.
Yeah, of course.
How fantastic.
Brian?
Hey, Nolly. Nolly, come and see what your sister's got you.
All right.
Brian, Phoebe and Haley. Brian, you're in here. And why on earth are you putting his coat on?
I thought I might just pop into town.
What?
Well, I have some Christmas shopping I want to do. I won't be long.
Oh, Brian, don't be so silly. You know what Kate's like.
No, it's not that.
You shouldn't take any notice of her.
It's fine.
She didn't realise you weren't coming, but she knows now.
Marvellous. I'll await the torrent of liberal outrage.
Oh, Brian.
No, Jenny, I really do have things to get done.
What things?
I just told you.
Look, I do all of that. Oh, come on. Adam's gone now and we don't have to talk about the wedding.
Jenny, please.
And Kate and Nolly are only going to be here for a few days and you won't see much of them tomorrow.
Just let me go.
Look, you can do Christmas shopping any time.
I can't, though.
What on earth are you talking about? Of course you can, you're not that busy.
I don't want to be too late sending a parcel to Germany. Look, it'll only be a couple of hours.
I see.
Oh, Jenny.
No, no, no.
No, don't be like that.
No, you've explained it to me now. That's fine.
Look, I know you're all very excited about Adam and Ian, but I don't know, I'm sorry. I can't join in the conversation. And I don't feel comfortable sitting around talking happily about how Ian came out to his father.
Brian, we've been over all this.
Good luck to him, but I mean, it's just not my scene. It's not as though I wish them any ill will.
Nobody's accused you of that.
Well, sometimes it feels as though...
Oh, I just thought you'd like to spend some time with our daughter.
And I'm saying you'd have more fun without me.
Oh, fine. Then you'd better go.
No, if it's a Christmas present, then I should wait till Christmas. And go and put it under the tree.
Okay.
And then I can look forward to opening it. So, Mike's been bearing up all right?
Yeah. We were worried about him for a while.
Not sure.
But he's got this new milk enterprise now.
Oh?
Yeah. Oliver Sterling at Grange Farm supplying his round now.
Mm.
Really seems to have given him something to focus on.
Hey, Phoebe, have you been looking after your grandad Mike?
Yes, we're going on a steam engine on Saturday.
What's that?
Oh, the Blackberry line, you know.
Oh, gosh. That brings back memories, eh?
Certainly does. Anyway, it's the special Father Christmas ride.
Oh, wow. So you're going to see Santa. I bet Nolly would like that.
Oh, right. Well, I suppose...
Oh, we can't, though. I think Mum's got something planned.
Oh.
Oh, well. Nice idea, though.
We thought, what with it being the anniversary. And Neil came to see us at the weekend. He's going to ring a court appeal for Betty on Sunday.
Oh, is that Neil you're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, I heard. Oh, it's such a lovely gesture.
Mm, yeah.
When's he starting?
5:30, I think. It's going to take him about an hour.
Mum, who was that?
Hmm?
Going out the door? Was that Dad?
Oh, he's just gone into Borchester for an hour or two.
Now?
Yes. Darling, come on then. Tell me what you're going to be wearing tomorrow.
Kenton, what's that?
What?
In the background. You're not still at Jack's, are you? I thought I just heard Buddy Holly playing.
What? No.
Kenton?
Not unless he's following me down the street. Listen, don't worry, I'm on my way.
Well, you better be. Adam and Ian are going to be here any minute.
Okay, I'm not going to miss the ceremony. Look, I better go.
No, but Kenton...
Yeah, I'll see you.
Oh, Kathy.
Hi, Jennifer.
I haven't had a chance to thank you properly yet.
Oh?
Well, the dining room looks absolutely wonderful.
Oh,
and as do you. Oh, it's a lovely outfit.
Oh, thank you. You're looking very nice, too.
Hiya.
Hi, Kate.
Where's Nolly, darling?
Oh, Debbie's just taking her to the bathroom.
Oh, you must be over the moon, Jennifer. It's not often you have all your children and your grandchildren together.
No.
Shame Dad couldn't be bothered to join us.
Oh, Kate, please don't.
I'm only saying.
Oh, look, I think I can see the car arriving now.
We can enjoy our day perfectly well without him.
Keeping it out of it, are you?
Well, you know what weddings are like. I've heard about nothing else for the last month.
Yeah. It's not like it's a proper wedding, anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a... Well, what are they going to call it? A civil...
Partnership ceremony.
Yeah, someone.
It still gives them most of the same rights as a civil wedding.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you for staying away. No, no, no. Keep your hand in your pocket.
Huh?
No, I wouldn't want to be part of something like that.
For heaven's sake, I'm not ashamed, Sid.
Well, you know exactly. You shouldn't have to be.
No, I mean...
That's all right, Brian. The drink's on the house.
Well, I'd prefer to pay for it, thank you. Adam and Ian are entitled to do what they want.
Yeah, all right. I only meant...
Oh, just forget it, will you? Yeah.
Tell.
Excuse me.
Yeah, hold on. Just give me a sec, sir. Right there.
No, I was wondering... I'm looking for an Ian Craig.
Huh?
He's getting married today.
Sorry, did you just say you were looking for Ian?
Do you know where I can find him?
Well, yes.
Oh, that'd be great. I've driven here from the airport and I don't really know where I'm meant to be going.
You're not Ian's father, are you?
Yes.
Oh. Well, we thought you weren't coming. Sorry, my name's Brian Aldridge.
Glenn.
Adam's my son, stepson.
Oh, I see. That's the lad that Ian's...
Yes.
Right. The ceremony is still this afternoon, though. I haven't missed it.
No. Well, actually, it'll be starting any time now.
Could you give me directions, then?
Yeah, of course. Well, which way did you come?
I think I came through Darrington, is it?
Right, then head back the way you came, but before you cross over the river, take a left.
Okay.
And then follow that road round until you see a signpost to Pennyhassett.
Is that where the wedding is?
No, that's at Lower Loxley.
Right.
Look, why don't I take you?
You don't have to.
Well, it'll be easier. My car's here. I can drive you.
If you're sure.
Yes, of course. I don't think I want this drink now, anyway.
I wish I could have made it over from Hungary sooner. Sounds like you had a nice evening.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, it was still a bit awkward.
Yeah, sure.
But, well, for them just to be here, it means a lot to Ian that his brothers came.
Yeah.
Oh, where's he got to?
I don't suppose Dad came to the pub with you?
Hmm? Oh, no.
Seems to be becoming a habit.
Look, if Brian doesn't want to share in the happiest day of my life, then that's up to him.
Look, I'm just saying, I do know how it feels.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I was so upset when Dad wouldn't come to my wedding.
I remember. You wrote to me.
But, well, I suppose I always knew it wasn't because he didn't love me. No, just remember, Dad can be a plonker sometimes. His heart's in the right place, though.
There he is. Ian?
Right, well, I'd better go in then.
Sure. You know where you have to sit.
Yeah, don't worry. See you in a minute.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm really happy for you.
Oh, thanks. Ian. Oh, where'd you get to? I was beginning to think you'd stood me up.
Sorry. Kitchen.
I should have known. Well, come on then. Everybody's waiting.
Oh, hold on.
What now?
Well, just hang on a minute. I want to look at you. We're only going to do this once. You know, I'm such a lucky man to have you.
Not as lucky as I am to have you.
I love you.
I love you too. Ready?
I'm ready.
Come on then.
Wait!
Don't say yet.
Kenton? What?
God, I'm sorry, fellas. I couldn't get away from the calf. In here, is it?
That's right.
Yeah. Cheers. Well, yeah.
Break a leg.
So, your Adam's a farmer, is that right?
Yes, that's right. He works with me on the farm.
Ian never showed any interest in staying on.
Well, not many kids do these days.
And I never thought anything of it at the time. Well, you don't, do you? You just want them to be happy.
No. Well, that's true.
Strange, like, what with the boys flying over here, I had plenty of time to think. The past comes back to you. Do you ever find that?
Yeah, I suppose.
Ian and my sister, they became the centre of the house after Maggie died. That was my wife.
Yes.
It was hard when he decided he wanted to move away.
Well, I can understand that. And we've got a daughter who lives in South Africa.
That's right.
And another one who spends most of her time in Hungary.
Modern world, eh?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
I can't say I really understand it. You know, I'm just a simple man. I'm not a politician or an archbishop. I know about the land, how to farm it, that a bull's supposed to run with the cows.
I know just what you're saying.
But, well... Well, I also know that whatever happens, you're meant to be there for your kids. And, well, I decided I didn't want not to be here for the ceremony, if you get my meaning.
I do.
Life's just too short to let your children think you don't love them. So I headed off to the airport. Luckily, I managed to get a flight, and here I am.
Oh, yes, you are. This is it.
Good job I polished my shoes. Okay. Thank you. I should have struggled to find it by myself.
No problem.
So, are you coming in?
We'll be together, and I will be here. I will be true to the promises I've made, to you and to the one who gave you to me. I will be here.
Oh, dear. Jennifer. Jennifer.
Yes?
Would you like a tissue?
Oh.
Oh, yes, please.
Could I have one, too?
Oh, you're not crying. Kate, what a pair we make.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks.
Mum, look, look.
Oh, shh, Ian's about to start.
No, it's Dad.
What?
That's a bat. He's here.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's that with him?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it's wonderful, though.
My true love hath my heart, and I have his, by just exchange one for another given. I hold his dear, and mine he cannot miss. There never was a better bargain driven.
Kathy, how many profiteroles you got in there?
Shh, shh, shh.
What are you stuffing into your handbag?
No, they're for Jamie. Anyway, you're meant to take a piece of the cake home with you.
Yeah, not all of it.
No, just shut up now, and let me pay for this round.
Did you get mine?
Yes. Now go and take Ian and his dad their drinks.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, it's not exactly the right get-up.
What's wrong with it, shirt and
slacks? I know.
You look fine, honestly.
Hello, you two.
Debbie.
Has this one congratulated you yet?
Of course.
Really?
Absolutely. We've spoken. It's all good. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go and find Ian.
Okay. Good party, eh?
Yeah.
You seen Lillian with Ian's auntie?
Oh, so that's who she is. Oh, I thought she must be an old friend.
No. They only met last night.
Oh, so we've got two of them now.
Oh, scary, isn't it? Mum's looking very happy too, don't you think?
Yeah, she is.
It's not just Adam's day you've made by coming.
Oh, Debbie.
It's all right, Dad.
I know you will think I'm some bigoted old stick in the mud.
Wow.
But I do want my children to be happy, and that includes you and...
I know, I'm only teasing. Shame you didn't want to be in the photographs, though.
Look, I'm here, aren't I? Isn't that the main thing?
Yes, of course.
That's what's important. You don't need a photograph to prove it.
Alrighty, a pint of the black stuff for you and a pint of the black stuff for you.
Thanks.
And another double rum and black for me.
Cheers, Canton.
Now, I'm afraid the discotheque is calling to me.
Yeah, no worries.
See you cats later.
Strut that funky stuff.
Who's that?
That's one of Adam's cousins. He's got a girlfriend.
Right.
Now, how you holding up? You don't have to stay all night if you don't want to.
I'm fine.
Well, as long as you're sure. Look, it's brilliant having you here.
Oh, I'm just sorry your ma couldn't be here. I know she would have wanted to be.
She is. Hello. Adam. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Craig.
Adam. Your father was telling me about your work on the farm.
Oh, Brian. Yes, that's right.
Well, welcome to the family.
Ian, I'm sorry. That was really nice.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know what I meant to say.
Well, it's just that, darling. It's all right. You said exactly the right thing.
Hey, you two. How come you're not dancing?
Kate.
Come on. I missed your first spin. Get on that dance floor.
Oh. I think I'm a little bit tipsy.
Don't worry, I'll leave.
I can't even tell what you're dancing. What?
Nice moves, Kenton.
Thank you. See, Kate likes it.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Oh, who'd have thought it, eh? Mm-hmm. Ambridge's first gay wedding.
Oh, yeah. I never thought I'd see it.
Well, of course it means I'm even more of a catch now.
What are you talking about?
Well, there aren't many eligible bachelors left in Ambridge. Maybe it's time you made an honest man of me and we got married.
Married?
Well, you could do worse.
What was that? Did you just say you're getting married? Hey, everyone! Candy and Kenton are getting married!
Oh, well,
really?
No.
Congratulations, that's fantastic!
Well, no, he hasn't asked me properly yet.
Kenton?
Oh, come on then. Ask the lady properly.
Yeah, go on, go to her.
Well, I'm not sure.
Propose. Come on, down on one knee.
Kenton, no.
Kathy Perks.
No, stay down. Someone get a photo.
Kathy Perks, will you do me the immense honour of agreeing to be my wife? Yeah.
Go on, Pip. Go and get your school bag together.
I haven't finished drinking my juice yet.
Then finish it now. We've got to go in 5 minutes. You don't want to miss the bus again. Have you got anything after school today? Pip?
No, but when I get back, I've got to go round to Gran and Grandad's.
What?
Grandad said he'd help me with my homework.
Homework? On a Friday night?
Well, yeah, it's a project I'm doing for music. We arranged it on Wednesday.
Okay, I'm done with that class note.
Hey, Mum, what's this? This card, is it for Dad?
That's right. You know it's our anniversary today.
Have you got him a present?
We don't need to get each other presents. Now go and get ready. Go on.
All right.
Can't I stay?
No, I haven't got time to drive you into school today.
Oh. Don't forget your hat. It's cold out there today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's coffee on the table.
All right. Oh. Oh, has the postman been already?
So, are you doing the beef deliveries this morning?
Yeah, I was planning to.
Well, that'll be nice. Make sure you don't have too many glasses of mulled wine.
No.
Well, I suppose I'd better see what Josh and Ben are up to.
Yeah, okay.
Dad?
Yes?
What does it say?
Hmm?
Mum's card.
Oh, well...
Let's see.
It says, with love from Ruth.
And two kisses. Have you got one for her?
No, not yet. Listen, Pip.
Oh, no, Dad, not there.
Mm?
You can't leave the card there. Give it me. I'll put it on the mantelpiece in the living room.
Pip?
Then when you've bought hers, you can put it next to it.
Okay. Well, take some painkillers.
All right.
I think I've left them on the side.
Yeah, fine.
Right. Well, I'll see you later then.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, bye.
Do you think you'll still be here when I get back?
Yeah, well, I told Emma not to expect to see me today. I'm going to try not to move.
I see.
You're going to be all right?
I'll have to be. I can't give myself the time off. Right.
We'll see you then.
See you. Oh.
Morning, Cathy.
Hi.
I've got your beef order.
Right. Kenton, your brother's here. Oh. Can you put the meat in the freezer for me?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, David. I can't stop. Kenton will sort you out.
All right, you are. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, see you.
Oh, Kenton, do your dressing gown up, will you? You're going to scare Linda's llamas.
Oh, just shut up and get inside. I'm freezing.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and keep that box of meat away from me.
Oh, dearie, maybe someone's the worse for wear. Still, suppose you don't get engaged very often.
Oh, God, David, it's true then.
What, don't you remember?
Well, I wasn't sure. It was all a bit hazy.
Kenton.
Dave, seriously, the meat.
But you proposed in the middle of the dance floor.
I am feeling quite fragile.
You were running around all over the place telling everyone.
If you could just move it away.
You made a ring out of the foil from one of Lillian's fag packets.
Dave, seriously.
Are you trying to tell me you can't remember any of that at all?
Excuse me. Just got to go.
Kenton? Kenton!
Oh, no, I think it's wonderful.
Yes.
Mind you, I hope you realise what you're taking on. He's quite a handful.
Oh, I know.
Look, I'm going to have to get on. Seriously, though, Cathy, I really am happy for you. Oh,
thanks, Ruth.
Just make sure Kenton puts a proper ring on your finger.
Yes.
Hi, Pat.
Oh, morning, Ruth. Cathy.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Oh, well,
gosh, you're looking a bit pale.
Am I? I am still feeling a bit delicate.
Still, wasn't it a marvellous night last night? And what a way to end the day!
Yes.
Congratulations again.
Thanks. So, how are you?
Oh, well, you know how it is. Hectic. I'm just taking a break from the dairy. I thought I'd bought enough stamps for the Christmas cards.
Yeah, but you always need a few more.
Yeah. And Clary's off today to kill and pluck their turkeys, so we're one down in the dairy. And, of course, Helen's in Tenerife.
Oh, you're pretty busy then.
Oh, well, I shouldn't complain.
Oh, how is Helen? Is she having a nice time?
I think so. I haven't actually heard from her.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's a good sign.
Oh, yeah. And Brenda's been in touch with Tom, so we know they're safe.
Oh, good.
Look, Cathy, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to get on.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I need to get over to Lower Loxley anyway.
Oh, no, you're not working today, are you?
Don't feel sorry for me. It's my own fault.
Well, even so.
I just popped down to get some mincemeat. I've got to make pies for Jamie's carol concert.
Oh, I remember those days. Well, I'll see you then.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Pat?
Yeah?
I don't suppose I could pop round later, could I?
Well,
I know you're busy. It'll only be for 5 minutes.
Yeah, of course, don't be daft. You'll have to find me, though. I'll either be in the dairy or in the pack house.
Okay.
Right, I'll see you later, then.
Oh, God, what have I done, Dave? I've really balls things up, haven't I?
Well, I should say so.
It's not my fault, it was an accident.
Getting engaged, Kenton, is a pretty major accident.
Oh, God.
I don't understand. You seemed so happy last night.
Yeah, well, I expect I was.
And Cathy was over the moon.
Oh, don't.
I mean, I thought you loved her.
Yes, I do. I do. Of course I love her. It's got nothing to do with that.
Well, what then?
Oh, it's just, well, you know, marriage. I've only just got divorced. I don't want to tie myself down again.
No, you want to be out there playing the field, don't you?
Listen, Dave, just because you've got a blissful marriage, not all of us are so lucky.
Okay.
Well, I mean, when one marriage hasn't worked, you're not quite so keen to go and jump into another.
No, right. Well, then, I suppose all you can do, really, is tell Cathy. And the sooner the better, before she gets too excited.
Yeah, you're right, I know.
Or, God forbid, starts making arrangements.
Yeah, I know.
You can't allow this to carry on.
Yeah, but I'm going to break her heart.
Well, then, that's what you're going to have to do. I'm not being harsh, but... Well, I guess I probably don't need to tell you this, but... Marriage isn't something you can just drift into.
Sure.
You've got to be committed. Because if you're not, then... When you hit a rocky patch, then you're not going to make it. It's a big deal, Kenton.
Was she really very happy when I asked her to marry me?
Of course she was.
I just don't know how I'm going to do this.
Well, it's not fair to let her keep thinking you want to marry her.
But I think she really wants to marry me.
Oh, Pat, what was I thinking? What possessed me? I just got swept along by the occasion, I guess, and the booze.
You did seem very happy.
Well, it had been such a romantic day. And there he was, down on one knee, and the music was playing, and he was looking so handsome.
I must admit, I'm surprised.
How do you think I feel?
No, I mean, you don't want to marry Kenton, after we've been together for a long time now. Sorry, can I just get another crate of carrots?
Yes, of course.
I mean, that was what was so lovely about yesterday. Just felt like a natural progression.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It just doesn't feel right for us. It's not that I don't love Kenton, but come on, Pat, I'm hardly the blushing first-time bride.
No.
Been there, done that twice. I know how complicated it can get when it doesn't work out.
Well, I suppose if you're going to think about it practically...
Oh, I have to. I've got Jamie to think about.
That's true.
Anyway, this is Kenton we're talking about. Do you really think he's ready for marriage?
He seemed pretty ready last night.
Yeah, I know, but... No, you're right, aren't you? Oh, what a shambles. The worst of it is that things are really good between us at the moment. Just relaxed and comfortable.
Yeah.
I suppose that's the point. It's all going so well. This could just spoil everything.
Not necessarily.
Well, of course it will. Apart from anything else, it's all around the village.
Yeah, well, it was a fairly public announcement.
I know. It's the only thing I've heard all day. Elizabeth and Nigel have already offered me the house as a venue. And I just had to stand there pretending everything's marvellous. Oh, Pat, tell me, what am I going to do?
This way.
Pip?
You have to come into the kitchen.
What's so important?
See? Look.
What's this?
I made you a cake.
But...
Oh, Pip.
It's for your anniversary. What do you think? Do you like it? Grandma helped me.
Did she?
Oh, right. So that's why you had to go over there.
Do you want to slice now?
Yeah, okay. Why not? Pip, it's beautiful.
Just hang on a minute.
David?
I'll be back in a sec.
David, where are you going?
Do you want to cut it?
No, you do it, Pip. So when did you make this then?
Wednesday, but I decorated it this afternoon.
Oh, so much for Grandad helping you with a music project, hey? You didn't have to do this, you know. It's very sweet of you.
You and Dad deserve it.
Here we are.
Where did you go?
Had to get this.
What?
It's your card. Happy anniversary. Oh, wow, Pip, that cake looks delicious.
It's double chocolate.
Ooh, we're going to get fat. It's not even Christmas yet.
Thanks, David.
Welcome.
Give it to me. I'll put it on the mantelpiece.
Well, what about the cake?
Help yourself.
Okay. Well, I guess we need some plates.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that.
Hmm?
For Pip. The card, I mean.
Oh.
She seems a lot happier now, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
And that card will make a big difference.
Ruth.
It's funny, I hadn't even realised that I put our anniversary on the calendar.
Ruth. I didn't get the card just for Pip.
What?
That wasn't the reason I bought it.
No?
No. I've been thinking, and...
Yeah?
Well... 18 years. It's a lot to throw away.
So... What?
Well, I'd like to try.
Thanks for listening, Pat. I know how busy you are.
Oh, don't be silly. If you need to talk again, you know where to find me.
No, you're right. I've just got to bite the bullet.
Well, you never know. It might not be as bad as you think. If you explain it to Kenton the way you've explained it to me...
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd want you to tell him now. After all, the longer you leave it, the more humiliating it's going to be for him when you do break it off.
Oh, poor Kenton. He was so excited last night.
He was,
but... knowing him, he's already probably hatching some flamboyant plan for the wedding, like, oh, I don't know, rowing me across the lake at Lower Loxley in a gondola.
You could do worse.
Except he'd most likely fall in.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. I haven't got any other choice. I've just got to tell Kenton I don't want to marry him.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.